Hillary Clinton, Trump poses a clear and present danger to our freedom. By Pam Kee on August 20, 2020. Thursday on MSNBC, former Secretary of State and 2016 Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton said President Donald Trump must be defeated in November because he was a clear and present danger to our freedoms. When asked about former officials no longer supporting Trump, Clinton said, "I think if we can somehow get the message across that these men, and they're predominantly men, not exclusively, have served our country in peace and war. They have been in that situation room. They have been confronted with the kind of really difficult choices that a president or a national security advisor or joint chiefs of staff or defense secretary has to understand and then decide about, and they're worried about Donald Trump because as bad as Trump has been for the last 3.5 years, I don't know what would happen to our country in terms of the danger to America. The danger to our economy, the danger to our interests around the world if he had no accountability staring him in the face at all. So I think it's important." When asked about the Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny allegedly being poisoning, Clinton said, "This is the kind of regime that Donald Trump supports. And this is the kind of leadership from an autocrat like Putin that he aspires to." She continued, "Every American should ask him or herself, you know, do you want a country where your president admires someone who kills, literally kills, his opposition? Now, and we have heard nothing. We have heard nothing from Mike Pompeo. We have heard nothing from the White House. And it is a demonstration of the moral bankruptcy, but also the clear and present danger that the Trump administration poses to our freedoms, to our values. I'm really concerned that more people in our country are not understanding what has happened elsewhere in the world that Trump seems to admire. What would stop him from going even further than he has if given the chance?" Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.